Hello, Michael Barron from Torah Moshe and others around the world who might be listening in. Shalom Dov Rothman again, continuing on my Shir Mishnayos, dealing with Masechus Pesachim. We're doing Perek Aleph, first Perek, Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet, third and fourth Mishnah of the first Perek. So, the third Mishnah starts off. Rabbi Huda Omer, Bodkin Arlei Abasar, Uber Abasar, Shachris, Ubishas Habir. Yehuda says there are three times to do bedikas chametz. Now the Gemara on Daf Yud on Beis says it doesn't mean you have to go and check for your chametz three separate times in the evening of the 14th and in the morning of the 14th and the time you have to burn it. And the Rav brings the Gemara on Daf Yud on Beis. Oktani means either or. If you forgot or you're too busy, something happened, and you couldn't do the bedika at night on the 14th, then you do it in the daytime of the 14th, in the morning. And if it's some reason you couldn't do it then, you do it in the Shas HaBir, when you're supposed to destroy it. So it's a little machlokas here what Shas HaBir is. And Rashi says, B'shoas Shishas, the sixth hour, B'zman Shemvaran HaChametz, when you destroy the chametz. But after the Zman Habir, after that time, you shouldn't do a bedika because Rabbi Yehuda is afraid. Maybe you'll find a good piece of chametz and you say, hey, this is a nice donut I just found. Let me take a bite. So he says you shouldn't do any bedika after that time. Now, if you look at Taisvis on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis, Divrei Maskel Amasai, he brings Rashi Shita there from Divrei Maskel Shalom B'Shas Biuro. And Rashi is talking about a brisa there on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis that there are certain times when the only way to get rid of chametz is by burning it. And that's when he says, it's shalob, the price says, shalob b'shas b'yuro, and Rashi says, which means beginning of the sixth hour, because still mutter minatayra at that point to use the chametz, but once you get to the, so at that point you can burn it, but once you get to the seventh hour, where it's ready, asa midya raisa, just get rid of it any way you can. So Rashi says, during that sixth hour, you should burn your chametz, and that's the only way you should get rid of your chametz. But once the sixth hour is completed, and you got into the seventh hour, when it's aser midyaraisa, so the Torah tells you it's already aser, then any way you can, you should get rid of your chametz. And Rabbi Tam learns a little differently. Shalom b'shas b'yiro is after the sixth hour. Actually, it's a little bit more than a little differently. It seems to me like it's kind of flips what Rashi said. He says shalom b'shas b'yiro means after the sixth hour, after it's usher. Most of the people already burnt it during the sixth hour. But if it's after the sixth hour, you could burn it. But during the sixth hour, which is the Hainu, he says b'sheish, since there's no mitzvah, it's only midrabbanan at that point, any way you can get rid of it. So, Rabbeinu Tam says during the sixth hour, you can get rid of it any way you want. After the sixth hour, it's already time of Isser, midyaraisa, you have to burn it. Rashi is saying just the opposite. During the sixth hour, you have a chance, you can burn it and take care of it that way. But once the sixth hour is over, you should just get rid of it quickly any way you want. So it looks, seems to me, like a completely opposite shitas, they hold opposite for those two cases. Now, we're mentioning Shah during the sixth hour, after the sixth hour. Let's just review what is meant by an hour. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayos in Brachas Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay says, we're talking about Shah's manias, relative hours. For example, let's say it's a summertime and you have 14 hours in the day. You take 12 into the 14 and each hour now becomes a little longer. Maybe it's an hour, 10 minutes, even a little longer than that. And if it's in the winter time, an hour is defined by the sunlight in the winter time. Maybe there's only 8 or 10 hours of sun in the winter time. You would divide that by 12 hours, and you would, by 12, because there are 12 portions to the day, and each hour would be 45, 50 minutes or something like that. So we're talking about relative hours, just dividing the amount of sunlight by 12 and figuring out what a relative really hour is. But there is a famous machlokas rishonim. What is considered daytime? I said you divide it by the daytime by 12 hours. What exactly is daytime? The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Zif Beis says it means Me'amad HaShachar Til Tzeis L'Kavim. From the first time the light appears in the sky until the actual stars come out, that is considered daytime. But the Gra in Aruch Chaim, Tov Nun Tes, Sif Beis, says, no, we're talking about from sunrise until sunset. Netzachama till Shkia Zachama. So the Magen Avraham's hours are divided into a longer amount of light. And the Gra's hours are divided by a smaller amount of time. Now, the Truman Sadeshin in Kuf Chaf Aleph says that here we're talking about in Amasechta Pesachim, we're making sure that people don't eat their chametz and don't come to Ba'yira, Ba'yimatzeh. So it makes sense we're talking about regular 60-minute hours because people can't keep track of all these divisions, calculations, what is the relative hour today as opposed to relative hour some other day in the year. So here we're talking about 60 real minutes, according to the Truma Sedeshin. You just take 60 minutes, so if we go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., it would be noontime when it would be time to actually have the Isser D'Oraisa. Okay, and the Ramah in Aruch Chaim, Tav Tov Gimel, Sif Aleph, brings both Shitas. Now, that was the first part of the Mishnah, and Mishnah Gimel. Continuing on, that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chacham Amarim Lo Bodek Ar Abosar, Yivdok Ar Be'abosa, Lo Bodek Bar Abosa, Yivdok B'tocha Moed. Lo Bodek B'tocha Moed, Yivdok La'akra Moed. Chacham say, first you should check on Yudalit, which is the whole day of Yudalit. First the Ora Yudalit, excuse me. First the night of the Yudalit, you should do Yibedika. And if you didn't do it then, you have the whole day to do the Bedika. B'toch Yudalit. Lo Bodek B'Yudalit, if you didn't check that day, then you should do it B'toch HaMoed on Chag HaPesach. Even Pesach time, you still have to go checking to make sure you don't have chametz. And if you didn't do the Bedika then, Lo Bodek B'toch HaMoed, Yivdek La'ach HaMoed. Do it after Pesach is over. Because chametz, which is Avril V'Pesach, he had chametz who was left over after Pesach that you never got rid of, it's Aser Ba'anah, as we'll see later in Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay. And the Chacham are not worried that you're going to find a nice donut and you're going to eat it because you're running around looking to get rid of your chametz, do a bedika. So it's not going to cross your mind to eat something that you're searching to get rid of. So just to review again, Rabbi Huda is talking about the night of the 14th, the day of the 14th, and the Shas Habir, which is either going to Rashi or to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking the 6th or the 7th hour. And the Chacham saying, it's the night of the 14th, the day of the 14th, during Pesach, and even after Pesach. So and this is the way we just explained the Chachamim, that we're talking about Yivdak B'Yadal, the 14th, B'toch HaMoed is the Pesach, La'ach HaMoed is after Pesach. That is the way the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey. Similarly, Taisus and the Rif learn that way. But Rashi says, Yivdok be Yudalad in the morning. If you didn't check in the Yudalad in the morning, you should check Toch HaMoed, which is the sixth hour, which is the time to get rid of it. And if you weren't Baidik during the Moed, during that sixth hour, you should check after the Moed all day of the Yudalad until nighttime. But on Pesach, Rashi says, Chacham say you shouldn't check, because that's when you're chayav karas on eating it, and you don't want to come to any situation where you might come and eat it. Now the Ran says, according to the Shitas Rashi that I just mentioned, that even the Chacham are afraid that maybe you'll come and you'll eat it. Said before, according to the Rambam, the Taisus and the Rif, you can keep checking even through Pesach and after, because the Chacham are not afraid. But the Ran says, according to Rashi, who says check only until Pesach comes, you are afraid that even though you're going checking, you might come to eat it. And the Ran says there are two levels of Chumra as far as the Isser of eating chametz. The first is from the midday of the 14th until the night of the 15th. And there's where there's a lav. And the second is, once the Pesach actually comes in on the night of the 15th, then you have Isser of Karis. So the first 6 hours from noon till the nighttime is Lav. And then the second, from that point on, from the 15th, the rest of Pesach is an Isser of Karis. But Taisus wonders here, if you take a closer look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Bishas Habir, for his last time of checking. And the Chacham use for their lashon for the last time of checking, betoch hamoed. So what's the discrepancy of hamoed and shas habir if they're both talking about the sixth hour? It must be that moed must be from chatzos until the end of the chag. And why did Rashi say that we're talking about just the sixth hour? Going back to what we mentioned in the other shiur previously, because he says the whole point of Badik is not to be over by Yirah by Yimatzeh. So he must be talking about before the Isser actually occurs, and therefore he's tied in to say we're talking about the sixth hour is the last time of checking. Continuing on in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Mashi Meshayer Yanichena Betzina Kidei Shlo Yiyeh Tzarek Bedika Akrav. Whatever was left over, Rashi says, what does that mean? You did a bedikah at night, and you put aside chametz in order to eat that night supper time. Remember, you normally come home and you're supposed to do a bedikah the first thing and not get involved in a lengthy meal. So you might have done your bedikah, taking you quite a while, and you're hungry, so you left over some chametz to eat that night. That's okay. And even in the morning, you can eat chametz. So you left over chametz for the nighttime meal, you left over chametz for the morning meal, and you left over your chametz that you're going to do your beer chametz, you're going to burn it. So the Mishnah is saying anything that you left over, you should make sure to put it in a nice place that you won't come to lose it. So someone who does the Bedika correctly on the 14th, Rashi says in Daf Tesmah Beis, the Rimasko Mashim Shire, that person who did a real good Bedika should put it over Bitsina in a hidden place. The Rambam in Hilchos Pesach Perak Gimel Halacha Bez says, what do you mean by a tzina? He says, put it into some kind of a plate or a corner, in a place that won't get dragged around, it won't get lost. The Orchayim in Taf Lamadal Halacha Allah says, you could put a bowl on top of it, or even better, you can hang it from the ceiling. You don't want your kids to be running around and kicking it and getting it all over the house. So hang it in a little bowl from your ceiling, and then when it comes the morning and you're ready to burn it, you just take it down from there. And the reason is, the Mishnah says, why do you have to put it in a place where you're protecting it? Kidei shlo yitzarech bedika akrav, so you won't have to come to do another bedika afterwards. The Gemara on Tesmah Beis says that if you didn't find the chametz that you set aside to do your burning, or let's say you only found 9 pieces, you didn't find 10 when you're putting them out at night, you have to do another bedika afterwards. If you didn't find the chametz that you know is in your house, that you set aside, either someone put out pieces and they hit it so well you couldn't find the 10th piece, or you set it aside for the morning for burning and it got lost somehow, you have to do another bedika. Now in Archayim, Tafla Medal Halacha Aleph says that if you did cover it over with a kli, or you put it in a real good protected place, and then it was gone, so it just didn't walk away by itself. As long as you don't, I assume, don't have little kids running around. He doesn't mention this, but it's my idea here. If you had a place where it was protected and no one could have gotten to it, it couldn't walk away by itself, you can assume that someone took it and got rid of it. Let's say your cleaning lady was coming by and she sees the chametz and she knows that you're not going to want chametz on Pesach, and now she's left the house, you paid her and she's gone. You can assume that she was the one who took your chametz, and you don't have to do another bedikah afterwards. So if you have good reason to suspect that a person took care of the chametz and got rid of it, whatever way they did, you don't have to worry, how come I can't find my chametz now to burn, and you don't have to do another bedikah. Continuing on to Mishnah Dalet, fourth Mishnah, which is also mentioned, brought down in the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so before we start the Mishnah, let's give you a little introduction. We know that Midyah Raisa, so you can't eat chametz after Chatzos on the 14th. The Gemara brings this on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that once it's noontime on the 14th day, the noon before Pesach actually starts, there's an Isser to eat chametz. Now, our Mishnah Dalet, is going to talk about when did the Chacham made a gezeira to stop eating chametz. The Torah tells you not to eat it from noontime, but the Chacham were more concerned, and they said even earlier than that, you should stop eating chametz. And as far as Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, and also Isra Hana of chametz and Pesach, there are different deyas about when the Isurim start. So Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Chaf Ches Mabei says that the Issur Karis is only by eating chametz on Pesach itself. And what about the noontime till the nighttime of the 15th, the noontime of the 14th till the nighttime of the 15th? He said there's a lav. So it's Karis from when Pesach starts, and there's a lav on chametz eating it from the noontime of the 14th. And there's also an Issur D'oraisa of having hanah from chametz during that, from noontime till the nighttime. And that's why the Rambam holds also in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, the Rosh also, and the Tur in Siman Tav Mem Gimel. But the Ramban and the Baal Hamar and Daf Zayin Mat Aleph and the Ravid on that previously mentioned Rambam hold like Reb Shimon, not like a Behuda, they hold like Reb Shimon, that there's no explicit lav that you can't eat or have hanah from Pesach during that time. Now Taisvis is on Chav Chesma Beis, the Riyamask Reb Shimon, and the Ravid and the Ramban, and others say that the issur to eat chametz is during that time is implied from the essay of Tashbisu. So there's no explicit lav, according to them, of eating chametz from the noon till nighttime of the 14th. But there is an issur, because it says Tashbisu, you have to get rid of your chametz, so obviously you can't have it around and eating it. So I guess that's what they would call an issur aseh. The Bala Idra says that this no issur d'oraisa at all from the noontime of the 14th till nighttime. It's only issur d'rabbanan. Now the Bala Mar and Daf Chaf Chesma Beis has an interesting idea. He says if you want to get rid of chametz, you could just eat it and get rid of your chametz that way, obviously before the time of the issur takes place. The Ran in Chidushim and Daf Chaf Beis says that even according to Reb Shimon, the Is d'oraisa. Not like these other Rishonim learned, but most deists are that Reb Shimon holds it's d'oraisa, the Isser of Hanah, excuse me. The Isser of Hanah, we were mentioning before about the Isser of Achila. As far as Isser of Hanah goes, the Ran says Reb Shimon would say it's d'oraisa, but most hold that he says it's d'rabbanan. Okay, continuing now to the fourth Mishnah itself. Again, we're talking about these relative hours, Shas Manios, which in Nissan time, when we have Pesach, it's very close to the actual 60 minutes of a normal, what we consider a normal hour. So assuming we're going from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening, according to Rabbi Meir, you could eat it, all your chametz, during that fifth hour there. And then you have to burn. Then you have to burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. Yeah. Oh, so excuse me. You can eat it at 6 in the morning, the 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, up until 11 a.m. That's what Ramirez says it's fine to eat. And then you have to start burning it at 11 a.m. So if we're going from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., 11 a.m. is the time you'd have to start worrying about burning your chametz. It's the sixth hour. The Rav says that even though midyaraisa, the whole sixth hour, it's mutter, chametz is really mutter to eat during that sixth hour from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. The chamu geyser, maybe you'll make a mistake, and you'll think on the hour is a different hour than what it really is. Remember, we're talking about times when people assumed what hour it was by looking at the sun, and they didn't have watches. So they were afraid people would make a mistake by an hour. So they said, instead of eating chametz all the 11 till 12 noon, go back an hour and only stop eating your chametz, stop eating at 11 a.m. And people will know the difference between 11 a.m. and noon, and they'll stop before the time of the issur really is. The Rosh Yosef learns that from 11 a.m. there's an issur hanah, because you have to get ready to start burning it. Not only can't you eat it then, at 11 a.m., when it's time to burn it, there's issur hanah as well. And he also learns that you have to be careful then to rush to eat, to burn it right away at 11 a.m. You shouldn't wait the whole sixth hour. You should burn it, I guess, reason makdim lemitzvos, burn it as soon as you can once the 11th hour comes. And it's also mashal away in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, in the Shulchan Aruch Taf Mem Gimel Halacha Aleph. But our minhag is just even to burn it before the sixth hour. Why? Because we have to be mevatel chametz after we do the beer. as the Rama says in Siman Taf Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. Remember, we do a beer and we make a bracha on the beer and we do the beer and then we even make another bittel afterwards. So you want to make the bittel before the Zman Isser comes. The Zman that you really have to burn it. So we do it a little earlier than the 6th hour. And if we waited till actually 11 o'clock and you're going to be mevatel, it'll be a little too late because then the chametz isn't worth anything. It's not in your rishus because you have a chiyuv to burn it. So your bittel wouldn't have any effect. So we actually do a burning even before the 11 a.m. time. And that way we're able to do the bittel as well. Okay, and that was the Shita and Mishnah Dalet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Olchin Kol Dalet, V'Tolin Kol Hay, V'Sarfim Chila Sheish. He says you can eat only through the 4th hour until 10 a.m. And the Rav says it's a Gezerah, he holds, because it might be a cloudy day. And you'll be 2 hours off in your calculations. You'll think when it's much and when it's really usher. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis and Beis brings this. The Pnei Yeshua says that this is a very far chash, and therefore he only asked you with Hanoah during that time. Then he didn't ask you about Hanoah. He only said you can't eat it, but you can still have Hanoah with it. And during the 5th hour, from 10 to 11, you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet. And the Rav says that you can even give it during that hour. You can give it to your animal to eat, or you can sell it, do whatever you want. Any other hanoah except from eating it. So he's just afraid that you might eat it, so he's 2 hours careful not to eat it before this man iser, but you can still have hanoah during that 5th hour. Tefer Israel says that the amount of chametz that you can have hanar from, either by selling it or to give to your animals, is a lot more than something you would normally eat. So you have a lot of chametz to get rid of. You can only eat a certain amount. So they say, well, eat that smaller amount even before, an extra hour before. But you have lots of chametz you want to get rid of, so you can give it to your animals. You give them a whole lot to eat, so you can sell it to a guy, whatever. So they didn't want you to have a hefsed maruba. They gave you that extra hour that you could have hanar from. But once the 6th hour comes in, the 11 o'clock, now it's asr derabanan, and even by hanar, they were geyser, maybe you'll make a mistake by an hour, and you'll come to isr deraisa once the 7th hour, 12 comes, and therefore they say burn it then. And the halakh is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we do the isr achila is a couple hours before. You have 1 hour at really to have hanar, and then you burn it, and we say, remember, burn it a few minutes before the 6th hour in order to be able to do your bittel. So thank you very much. I appreciated everybody who sent me comments. And the phone is ringing. Must be my time is up. So we'll get you next time. Hope you enjoyed the shiur. Take care.